Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for the SHIP TA webinar. My name is Emma Hackman. I am a program coordinator for the SHIP Technical Assistance Team with the National Rural Health Resource Center. We're glad you could take the time to join the TA webinar on SHIP Performance Management Program Evaluation Guide. Before we get started, I'm just going to go over a few housekeeping details. When you call in, your phone line will be muted. To unmute or remute your line, press star 2. Once you call in, please keep your computer speakers on mute to avoid any echo or feedback. You can always communicate via the chat box on the left side of the screen, and we will go over questions at the end of the presentation. The file share box, which is located directly below the chat box, we'll have copies of the SHIP evaluation guide and the slides for today's webinar available to download. Click on the click on each document and then download file to download to your computer. Today's webinar will be recorded and a link of the recording will be provided once it is uploaded to our website. There will be a few polling questions throughout the webinar today. We'll start off with the first one right away. I feel confident in my knowledge on SHIP program evaluation. And you can just click on which bullet you feel most confident in. And then for those joining the line, we have a poll currently up right now that you can participate in. I feel confident in my knowledge on SHIP program evaluation. All right, we'll give her a few more seconds. All right. I am going to hand it over to our speaker, Rochelle Spinarski, to let her introduce yourself. One second.
Welcome, everyone. This is Sally Buck from the National Rural Health Resource Center and your SHIP Technical Assistance Provider. I'm glad to have you join today to learn about the new SHIP Performance Management Program Evaluation Guide. And Rochelle Schultz-Spinarski from Rural Health Solutions is our subject matter expert on evaluation, and she has worked in flex and SHIP programs for 20 years, beginning in Minnesota as a SHIP and flex coordinator, and has worked consulting with a number of other states for many years, and working in program evaluation as well, and has served as a speaker and creator of educational workshops we've had on evaluation. So the center contracted with Rochelle to create both a SHIP and a flex evaluation guide. And those started off kind of being in similar kind of approach, and then working with the Federal Office of Rural Health Policy and other key informants, some of you first on the from states as grantees, we're seeing that the programs are so different. The beginning of the guide, as Rochelle walks through, if you were on the flex webinar, the similar terms and approach, but then given that the programs are different, we have some definitely different content. And so I'll turn it over to Rochelle. She'll be walking through the guide and some of the features in there and how to use it, and beginning with the overview of performance management. And then Soleil Berry, our program coordinator for SHIP from the Federal Office of Rural Health Policy, will add some comments at the end, and we'll cover some upcoming TA events. So, Rochelle.
Great. Thanks, Sally. And good afternoon to everybody. Good morning, I think, to some of you. Thanks for joining us today. As Sally said, I'm Rochelle Spinarski from Rural Health Solutions. I see some of your names up on the roster of who's participating. I know some of you but I actually don't know most of you. So hello to all of you who are joining us today. As Sally said, I'm going to just be walking through the guide today. But before I get started doing that, I just want to provide a few acknowledgments about the development of the guide. For those of you who are on the Flex guide overview, I talked about the inclusion of different folks in that guide, and the same holds true for this guide. The guide has been viewed by different people, different components. Some of you participated in contributing some material to either the last guide or this guide. It may be included in here somewhere. But I'd like to give a particular shout out to the center team. Sally and Sineva definitely participated in the development of Soleil Berry and Janine Myers, too, definitely participated in the development of this, along with a number of our State Office of Rural Health staff around the country. And then if you're not familiar with the data summit that the Wisconsin State Office of Rural Health hosts on an annual basis for the last several years, we talked about evaluation quite a bit during that summit. And so a number of concepts and discussion pieces that we had during that summit were included as a part of the guide and how it's laid out, et cetera. So a shout out to everybody who has contributed to these guides and participated in this process. So the SHIP guide, as I walk through it today, I just want everybody to know that my aim really is to walk through the guide, to share some of its content, really kind of describe what's in it to make it more user friendly to you, and to make sure that you understand how it's organized so that you can use the guide as you're developing your SHIP evaluation plans, as you're planning program content, activities, et cetera, so that evaluation can be kind of more of an integrated approach versus an after kind of thought approach. So I one thing that I want to make sure everybody knows is that as a part of the discussion today, I'm not going to be a lot about what is evaluation, and kind of the theory of evaluation, et cetera. This discussion today really focuses on the guide, what's in it, with the intent that you can then use the guide and kind of find the pieces in it that might be most helpful to you to meet your needs as you're working on evaluation. So just kind of keep that in mind as we walk through it. What I have here in front of you is really kind of the flow of the guide. I'm going to just kind of first talk about kind of the purpose and the rationale for the guide, dig in a little bit to the structure, like I said, just so that it makes sense to you and that you can notice certain pieces in it, in case that isn't obvious at first glance, and then just kind of walk through the different elements that are in the guide, just kind of the basics of some of the concepts and measurement and making improvement, et cetera. So we're gonna walk through each one of the components and kind of hit some of the highlights of those. So first, in terms of just the overall purpose of the guide, it really is to support you in incorporating evidence management into your SHIP program with the ultimate goal of supporting improvement through evaluation. So that's the whole intent of the guide. Each one of the concepts within the guide builds on that purpose. So as you're looking at it and you're reading through it, really, really think about that as it's the intent is just to be supporting you as you build your program and as you build evaluation into your program activities. One thing to note in terms of evaluation and just kind of performance management and those concepts, there's a lot of reasons to do evaluation and performance management. And sometimes when people think about, hear those terms, performance management, evaluation, folks get a little bit nervous, a little bit scared, because evaluation in particular, for some reason, kind of ticks off red flags for people in terms of thinking about their program. But really, our aim here is to use these concepts, performance management and evaluation, to understand and increase the impact of the activities that you're doing, the work that's happening through the SHIP program. It's really helping you to improve your program, its efficiency, its effectiveness, the activity intent, enhance any reporting that you're doing as a part of your program, really to improve program engagement. So it's all about just kind of the improvement piece. The intent isn't for it to be overwhelming and, you know, kind of scary, et cetera. It's really just to support program improvement and support all of our SHIP programs in the really great work that everybody is doing. So one of the things that I had mentioned is just the guide structure and kind of thinking about the guide and how to use that in order to support improvement. And the guide is really structured in different sections, which is going to be real obvious to everybody. But each section has kind of a section overview along with some key takeaways, some key points that are really important for each one of those sections. And so if you look at those key points and you already understand, that'll mean that section is going to make a lot more sense versus, you know, spending a little bit more time in that section if those key points don't make sense. The other things that are in each one of the sections are any key terms, concepts, definitions that are important to understanding some of the concepts. Lots of visuals are used throughout the document just to try and create visuals of what processes look like, samples, charts, graphs, things like that, just to kind of help visualize some of the discussion. And then from there, there's some summaries and discussions about data collection methods, et cetera. And then after that, there are resources for you to tap into, along with then some attachments, evaluation tools, and samples. And as I work through our discussion today, I'm going to be highlighting each one of these components that are within the guide so that they make more sense, that when you go back to the guide, it'll all kind of flow and fit together. So in the guide, we start first with the basics. And what is evaluation? Again, like I said, it doesn't have to be overly complex. I think sometimes when people hear the term evaluation, they think that an outside vendor is needed or a researcher is needed in order to conduct an evaluation, and that is not true. The way the guide is structured and the way the SHIP program, the Federal Office of Rural Health Policy, is really guiding all of its programs is to integrate evaluation into program activities so that you're actually doing evaluation work, collecting data as you're implementing your project activities. And this is really going to help you in terms of monitoring your program, being able to report outcomes sooner, also to make changes in your program as you're operating it, and also able to make those changes more quickly. The other pieces here is just that all SHIP grantees are to be including performance management and evaluation in programs. So I'm assuming all of you have some component of evaluation already in your SHIP program, since that is a program requirement. This guide will just assist you in enhancing that. And for those of you that have even more developed programs, maybe even take your SHIP program evaluation activities to the next level. The basics within the guide also covers a lot of key definitions that are really important to understand and be aware of. And all of these key terms and the definitions associated with them, they get repeated and discussed throughout the guide. So this list of key terms and the definitions associated with them are really important so that you can understand the components of evaluation and performance management as you work through the guide, its samples, and all of the examples that are included. So the first area that we get into quite a bit in the guide is just performance management in general. This may look real familiar to some of you. In particular, if you've worked on performance management in the past, but as I noted earlier, with these key terms and the definitions associated, you'll see a lot of key terms associated with performance management. So just a discussion about inputs, process, outputs, outcomes, how it all leads to collecting measurement data, and then ultimately leads towards performance management. So there's lots of discussion about this topic because this is kind of the foundation of evaluation, and this is what most of the guide builds on from a framework standpoint. Next, we move on to other parts of evaluation, such as discussing goals, what are goals, objectives, what are objectives, examining impact, which is kind of the next step if you're working on performance management towards evaluation, and really getting to the point of determining what your impact has been through your SHIP program, really discovering whether there's a connection between all of your program goals and what you're trying to accomplish as a part of your program, what you've set as your objectives and goals, and whether SHIP participation in those goals and objectives are leading to higher impact based on what you're trying to accomplish. So is there a connection between those, and is that connection leading in the direction that you have intended as a part of your program activities, objectives, and goals? Once we've described all of the components of evaluation and performance measurement, performance management, we talk a little bit about continuous improvement and how that relates to all of the evaluation process. Then we put it all together, basically creating a flow of how each one of these activities flows through a process and into impact. And one of the things that's really important about this whole piece of putting it all together is, as you can see through the flow, there's different parts of performance management and reporting that lead to evaluation, where you can be having, where you can build evaluation into your program. You may not end up in the end with the ability to show an impact for a particular part of your program. You may only be able to show impact on certain parts of your program. But building performance management into your process will be the flow that ultimately will lead you to being able to show that impact. And so it doesn't require that you complete all of those components, but it's the way that you're going to get there once you start doing that management, you start doing that measurement, you start doing that analysis, and you look at what you've been able to accomplish through your evaluation activities. From kind of laying that foundational piece of planning, talking about the basics, then we move to the planning piece, how to plan your SHIP program evaluation. There's some SHIP-specific tools. There's documents that you've already created as a part of your SHIP program that we refer to that you can tap into and use as a part of your planning process. All of that should be considered as a part of making your evaluation plans, understanding the data that you already have, that you've already collected from your rural hospitals, and that you're already organizing as a part of your SHIP program. So I just advanced a slide to key questions. Are you on key questions, Sally?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right. So then from with that planning piece, in addition to kind of a background on planning and the documents that you have and that you have available to you through that planning process, the guide also includes several key questions to think about during your planning process, and they're organized along kind of the who, what, when, and how you should be thinking about evaluation and some of the questions that you should be asking as a team. If you're a team of one, that you might want to be considering. If you're hopefully including some stakeholders in your SHIP planning process. Some of these questions can be asked of those other stakeholders that are included in your SHIP planning process, but just some really important and even some, you know, basic questions that you should be thinking about as you're planning, making your evaluation plans, such as, you know, what's the timeline for collecting data? What resources do you have available? We know that some of our state offices of rural health have SHIP staff who are doing, have multiple responsibilities, and so the time commitment that can be made to some of these activities, it's much more limited as compared to some of the other states. So really taking into consideration all of these different questions that are going to affect what your evaluation can look like, and what are your evaluation priorities in terms of putting together your evaluation plans. Another factor to consider if your SHIP program is contracting for services is a whole nother list of key questions. Many of you are contracting for services. In some instances, it may just be for some workshop. It could be for some tools, web-based tools that your rural hospitals are using as a part of their SHIP activities that you're doing. Whatever this contract looks like, whomever you're contracting with, whatever services they're providing, keep those services in mind as a part of your evaluation activities as well, because the work that they're doing also should be included as a part of your evaluation planning. And they can be collecting data, reporting information back to you that can be really helpful as a part of your evaluation work, in particular if they're reporting the information back to you in a way that is both efficient and effective. That means, you know, that the data that you're getting is data that you need to answer some of the questions you want as a part of your evaluation, but also that it's in a format that you can use it really easily. You know, moving into, you know, getting data as a part of a database or as a part of a spreadsheet so you can aggregate the data, you can break it down and mix it with data that you're already using as a part of the data collection that you've done as a part of the SHIP program, versus getting the data in a PDF or some kind of a Word file where you have to sort through it and pull out the data and try and translate that data into findings. The more aligned this data can be with your evaluation plans, the better off you're going to be and the better position you're going to be able to use that data. Also a part of the planning discussion is the use of logic models. Some of you have logic models in place. You're using those for other programs that you have in place. So there's a discussion about logic models. It just kind of breaks them down, tells you how you can use a logic model, how to develop it, what components go into developing a logic model. This section really describes just kind of the flow and how it can be helpful in the planning process. Now, one thing to keep in mind if you're thinking about developing a logic model or you already have one in place is that you don't have to create a logic model for all parts of your SHIP program. You can, if there are priority areas, places that you want to actually dig in deeper, where you maybe are investing more resources, time, et cetera, those may be the areas that you want to develop a logic model so that you can flesh those pieces out a little bit better and have more details on what you're going to be measuring and really focusing more on those short, intermediate, and long-term outcomes that you're trying to achieve. So really kind of keep that in mind that you don't have to use logic models for all parts of your program. From the planning piece, the guide moves into measurement. And as I'm sure you can imagine, measures are really the foundation of the evaluation plan that you develop. It's all about developing measures that you can use and that are going to be, that will be important for your program, that answers the questions that you're trying to answer as a part of your program evaluation, really determining how you're going to be measuring success, it just making sure that you have really well-defined measures as a part of your evaluation plan will be key to your evaluation activities. On the right-hand side of the slide here is one of the examples that I use as a part of the measurement, just kind of laying the foundation of measurement. And one of the things I wanted to point out, just so you realize this as you're using the guide, is the examples that start in the measurement section, that same example flows through the rest of the document. So any of the tools that are created, any of the actual measures that are described, all start from the beginning of the measurement section. So each one of the layers that flows through the rest of the document kind of builds on developing the tools and the resources that are needed for these particular examples. So keep that in mind as you're looking through it. In particular, if you've chosen these two program areas, that might be particularly helpful for you as you're developing your evaluation plans. The next section of the guide focuses on data collection. And there are many ways that you can collect data. Some of the data has already been collected for you. That data may have been collected by you in the past. It could be data that you've already got in-house. There's different ways that you can access data, and those different methods are discussed in this data collection section. On the right-hand side of this slide is just a sample of how those data collection methods are described. And it really kind of gives you an overview of that particular data collection method, some tools and resources that you can use or that you can tap into in order to support that data collection, the pros and cons of that particular data collection method, and then finally, some examples of how that might be used in SHIP. And this same approach, this same outline is used for surveys and questionnaires, focus groups, case studies, interviews, documentation reviews, and then the use of secondary data so that you have the same information for each of those as a part of this data collection method section. Sally, I just want to check in quickly to make sure that we're now on the creating an evaluation plan and organizing data slide.
Yep, that's where we are. Thanks, Rochelle.
Awesome. All right, so then now that we know what our planning has all evolved, we know what evaluation is all about, we've discussed data and how to collect data, et cetera. Then the guide moves into creating an evaluation plan and actually organizing your data. What kind of a plan you might want to create, what that format might look like. Are you going to use a work plan approach, for example? I know some folks basically have a Word document where they've developed their evaluation plan right in a Word doc. Really, it depends on what your program needs are, how it works with your program, what makes sense to you in terms of actually using the information and being able to share it with people. The work plan itself, whatever format you want to use, it doesn't have to be specific to a specific style. You can use the style that makes the most amount of sense to you. So some examples are given in terms of developing evaluation plans. Again, as I noted, each one of these examples is going to flow from that original measurement discussion that I noted above. And so some sample evaluation plans are given along with some samples on how to collect and organize your data. So here you see some examples of data tracking. In the guide, I use Excel spreadsheets to really show work plans, data tracking, data samples, et cetera, but that doesn't mean that you need to be using Excel if that doesn't make sense for your program. If your SHIP program relies more on databases, or if you're using TrueServe or something else to track your data, you may even be using a survey tool out on the web, such as SurveyMonkey or something like that to track your data. If if those tools are what you use, then that's terrific. Whatever makes the most amount of sense to you. I used Excel for the samples that I created, but you can use all different tools to create similar tracking tools. So here are a couple of tracking tool samples, and they align again with those measures that I discussed earlier during the presentation. From there, another example is given here. It's the dashboard sample. Just another way you can be tracking your data, but also with this example, it's an instance where you can also use a dashboard in order to share your data. So as you're thinking about the tools and resources that you're putting together as a part of your evaluation activities, also be thinking about how do you want to use the data, but also how do you want to share the data. And some of the tools that you create can be used in various ways. Others will serve your purpose more for just in-house analysis, et cetera. Others you can share with project partners or even use as a part of your annual update, your application, et cetera, when you're reporting data back to the Federal Office of Rural Health Policy. From there, the guide moves to making improvement and then communicating results. The making improvement section really does focus on using the Plan, Do, Study, Act, PDSA method. Many of you may be familiar with using the PDSA method for making improvement, but there's a description of how to use PDSAs. It's really a continuous improvement process. And using this method in order to be continually looking at your program, really looking at its impact, and then making program changes if they're warranted along the way. So it's a continuous cycle of improvement, not any dissimilar to the program improvements that we talk about with our rural hospitals in terms of the quality improvement work that they're working on, or the financial and operational improvement that they're working on, really using kind of that same method, that same mentality, and applying it to our SHIP program activities that we're doing as a part of our program. And then there's the piece about communicating results, really getting your impact information, any outcomes information that you have, out to your team members, out to rural hospitals, partners, funders, other stakeholders that might be a part of this process. Partners might be any contractors that you're working with. Make sure that you're communicating back to them any findings that you have, any program changes that you're hoping to have made. And then also looking at the different ways of how you can communicate this information using a dashboard. You may have a SHIP program annual report that you create or some state office report that you're developing where you incorporate some of the results into that state office report. You may do an evaluation report that's just specific to your SHIP program. I don't know if anybody's creating a video, but that's a possibility. It's amazing the kinds of videos that folks are putting out these days. It may be incorporated into your newsletter. You may have a specific newsletter that's oriented towards SHIP. It may be a state office newsletter. It may be something that's bigger. I know some of our state offices are a part of bigger kind of rural health organizations. Maybe information that you just post on your website, or there may be some social media outlets that you're using as well. So lots of ways that you can be communicating the results of your SHIP program and getting that out there to the various partners and team members that would be interested in that information. So the bulk of the guide really kind of wraps up with that piece of kind of reporting and getting your information out to folks. But there's also a good portion of the guide that is attachments. And the attachment section of the guide really includes many tools to support the data collection piece. So there are various tools that support survey development. If you want to measure any of the workshop activities that you're working on, lots of tools that just focus on that data collection piece. Then there are also various samples, so some work plan samples, some logic model samples that you can use and look at as you develop any of those pieces internally. There's some SHIP overview and program partner information in the attachments, just as kind of reminders, and also to remember that program changes do take place often every year. So the Federal Office of Rural Health Policy will update program pieces. So just making sure that you're abreast of kind of what those program changes are, what some of those program expectations are, to make sure that you build those into your evaluation. And then there are also some other resources and guides that are included in there as well. Resources in terms of other sources that you can use for evaluation purposes, including some of your SHIP, some of the SHIP contacts in other states who are working on evaluation activities in other states. And here I just have a few highlights in terms of what some of those attachments look like, so that you can kind of see what some of those attachments are going to be once you look into the guide. But for example, there's discussion and decision-making guide in there that flows through some of the questions that you should be thinking about and asking as you're developing your evaluation. There's, as I said, the evaluation work plan. There's an example there. From a data collection standpoint, there's the focus group process and discussion guide, workshop measurement and samples, pre- and post-test samples, guidelines for creating a survey or questionnaire, just different tools to help you develop any tools or resources for internal use and to support your data collection for your SHIP programs. And then finally, there is a learning model that's attached, really to be thinking about a lot about the learning process. Lots of our SHIP grantees have some type of a learning component built into project activities. So this model just kind of gives you an example of how to think about learning and whether that learning is actually having the impact that you intended as you're conducting those learning initiatives. So it's just one other example of an attachment in the guide. So I think that's it. I think that covers most everything in the guide. I would encourage everybody to just dig into it, take a look at it, to pay special attention to those sections where you're less familiar with the content. And also just paying attention to some of the key concepts at the beginning of each one of those sections in the guide to see whether, you are familiar with some of that content, or no, maybe this would be a good section to dig into a little bit because some of the key concepts are less familiar and would be more helpful to know because they're just not so familiar. I think that's it for my end, Sally. I'm going to pass it back to you. I know that you and Soleil both have a few more things to say, but if anybody has any questions, you can use the chat box or you can just ask them, I think.
Yep, star 2 to unmute your line.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Soleil.
Hi, how is everyone doing? And thank you all for joining us. I was having phone difficulties, but I just want to say thank everyone for joining us and also having the guide available. And really, my sort of last couple of words as people are looking at the guide is to really think about where they're at in their evaluation process. We created this tool in mind to kind of fit a variety because some people are at different levels. So as you're looking at what information you have, many of you guys, all of you guys have submitted your annual reports. So looking at how, you know, what kind of information have you been able to submit and where would you like to take it to that next level? Perhaps, you know, it's at a level where you're more at a, you know, looking at activities. And for others, it might be that you have outcomes and you really want to roll it up to look at impacts that could also be of interest to your hospitals and CEOs in communicating that information. So the guide is created to really sort of help guide you wherever you're at, and using the learning collaboratives that we that are scheduled, you can really learn from each other as well as our experts to kind of develop a plan or really a starting point with what you're doing, with what evaluation needs that you have. As your program coordinator, we of course love good data, but we also want to make sure that our, you know, the data you're collecting is usable to you and your program improvements, and to just show how much effort and time that you guys have been putting into this and making it impactful and usable to your communities.
Thank you, Soleil. All right. And there's a question, Soleil, about the NCC. So the
NCCs, they will be, so the NCC webinar will be happening next month on the 10th, as what it was shown. And before that, you will get the NCC template. It's been approved, and it will also go on the web, on the task website for you guys. So you will get that template on the through EHB as well as on task. So in a few weeks, be on the lookout for that. You should be getting an invite from me for the upcoming webinar in December.
Yeah, and our goal is to have the hospital application sheet up on the website soon, so you have that even before it's in the EHB, which would be early December, because we know you want to customize the hospital application. And we've created an update on the allowable investments, the resource document that has examples for the activities and links to specifics in there from other funding opportunities, but other federal programs and information about the different activities are allowable in SHIP. So all of that will be posted on the website, so you can download those and start customizing it for your states to send out to hospitals. And Centerville sent out a all SHIP bulletin through email with the link to those documents once those are up.
Well, thank you, everyone.
And have a great day.